While Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders appear to have growing leads in the upcoming New Hampshire presidential primary, a new WBUR poll out today shows a large portion of the independent voters in New Hampshire are still making up their minds. Their preferred candidates appear to be Sanders and Republican John Kasich. For insight into what matters most to the independents, this morning we hear from the voters themselves.
Chuck Stewart, Meredith, New Hampshire.
Caitlin Isles, Concord, New Hampshire.
Doug Jones, Pennacook, New Hampshire.
Connie Miller, Wolfboro, New Hampshire.
We met these independents, who can vote in either party's primary, at St. Anselm College in Manchester. We asked which way they lean and about how they'll make up their minds. First up, Doug Jones.
I guess I'm one of those guys that's really mad at both sides right now. I think we've been lied to from both sides for the last 20 years, I think.
Chuck, have you been actively investigating? Have you met any of the candidates?
I wouldn't call it actively investigating. I find that so much is thrown at us through the media that you can't escape it.
I've gone to several events, and I really don't like the way everyone fights now. I mean, like, the Republicans and Democrats used to work together, and now working together seems like it's a liability because everyone's been forced to go so right or so left.
Connie?
I haven't actually met any of the candidates, but I've done a lot of independent research and I've watched all the debates for both parties. I feel like both sides are so entrenched and you don't see them getting together and trying to have a relationship so that they can make deals.
So let's get to the question. Who's your candidate or who are you leaning toward? If you have one candidate, if you have two, tell us that. Chuck, you start.
I probably will vote Democratic. Probably will vote for Bernie Sanders just because he's stirring up the pot and I have trouble supporting Hillary. If I were to vote Republican, I'd probably vote for Kasich.
You don't know which ballot you're pulling at?
Haven't completely decided yet.
Okay. Caitlin.
I'm actually leaning towards Hillary. I'm just really have been impressed with her ability to handle herself. And having seen her a few times, I like her. I don't find her disingenuous at all.
Doug. I'm going to Trump because I like someone stirring the pot. Even though he does say a lot of things I disagree with, I like someone that's stirring the pot.
Are you firm on Trump?
Right now I am.
Okay. Connie?
I'm leaning toward Marco Rubio. I feel we need some younger, newer blood in the political arena. And I feel that we shouldn't just be handing things to the same families, i.e. Bush and the Clintons.
All right. I want to ask about issues. What issue is most important to you right now? Chuck?
The economy. I think the middle class is getting screwed and will continue to get screwed until we do something about leveling the playing field.
Okay. Doug?
Open borders. It just doesn't make sense to me for a country to have an open border like we do on our southern borders. We're just asking for it with all the terrorists in the world, all the threats we've been getting.
Is this what drew you to Donald Trump?
Yeah.
When it comes to national security and terrorism and open borders, do you feel like the U.S. is under siege?
No, not yet.
But you worry.
I worry.
Connie, you want to weigh in on this? Your concerns about the issue of national security, terrorism, safety?
I'm very concerned about national security. My husband was in the Air Force for 28 years, and my middle son is getting ready to either go in the Air Force Academy or ROTC at UNH. And I think that one of the biggest components that we need to get this under control is leadership in our country. The biggest mistakes that Obama has made is that he feels that we can solve everything through diplomacy. And I think there is a place for diplomacy, but I think that we also have to use our position as a superpower in the world to exhibit the kind of leadership that most people around the world are used to seeing from the United States.
Let me come back to the economy for a minute, if I can, since it's a driving issue for many voters. Do you feel secure in terms of economic well-being at the present time in your life? Doug?
No. My wife is a preschool teacher. I'm retired. I'm looking to get a position. But the way things are with my wife's school, she doesn't know if she'll have a job next week because the enrollment's down. Not secure at all.
And what makes you think that Donald Trump is the best candidate to work on that issue in a way that would help make you feel better?
He's a builder. Most of the other candidates, they've all been politicians. He's a businessman.
Okay. Chuck, the economy?
I'm confident in my own ability to survive. I'm not confident when I look at Wall Street. I think we're at their mercy, and that makes me uneasy.
How does Bernie Sanders speak to you in this regard, then?
Simply by the fact that he stirs the pot and puts Wall Street on notice that it's time for a shakeup.
Can I ask about the gun issue? Has the debate over gun control, or on the other side, the debate over maintaining Second Amendment rights, factored into your decision-making process for anybody? Caitlin, you're shaking your head yes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's one of the reasons why looking towards Hillary over Bernie or really anyone in the Republican field. I mean, I grew up in New Hampshire. No one needs a handgun or an assault weapon to take down a deer. I mean, Newtown, the fact that that happened and the NRA was still able to cow every single person into not changing the laws surrounding those kinds of weapons or background checks, or everyone's so afraid of the NRA to give them not a great rating.
I'm pro-gun. I'm Second Amendment all the way. I come from a hunting family, but I think people should have guns even if they're not hunters. I also believe there should be more laws. We need to think about these things intelligently.
Okay. Pollsters and analysts say that undeclared voters often make their final decisions at the very last minute, maybe on election day itself. Anyone see waiting till that late to make their final decision?
I can see myself waiting till that last second to take into account of somebody making a really stupid mistake and then shifting my allegiance.
Do you think that's likely?
I think it's probable.
Sounds like you have no faith in this field.
Absolutely none.
Caitlin, you firmly with Hillary?
I think I'm pretty firm with Hillary, but things happen. That's why I'm undeclared. I can change.
Okay. Let me close by saying thanks, everyone, for coming out. Appreciate your being around the table. Chuck Stewart, thank you.
You're welcome.
Caitlin Iles, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Doug Jones, thanks.
Thank you.
And Connie Miller, thank you.
Thank you as well.